Two women meet in a baby store in Long Beach, California, and poet Kim Adonizio's first novel, Little Beauties, is off and running. Alan Chews has a review.
Movie star Pretty Diana McBride is working behind the counter at Teddy's World. She's 34 years old, recently separated from her husband, quarreling over the telephone with her alcoholic mother back in Virginia, and suffering from a terrible case of obsessive-compulsive disorder. In walks pretty, decidedly pregnant teenager Jamie Ramirez, about as ready to be a mother as Diana is ready for mud wrestling. Two of them alternate chapters in this fast-evolving story of a makeshift friendship based on the need for Jamie to get her life together in advance of her impending motherhood, and for Diana to keep from washing her hands 72 times a day. Add to this a third major character, that of Stella, Jamie's as yet unborn child. We first hear from Stella while she's still in the womb, and about how in what she calls the before, everyone's a blue field of energy. She's born shortly thereafter and discovers her mother's milk, also bluish, white and sweet, and it tastes amazing, as she says. Milk makes everything else secondary. But baby's worried, with good reason as it turns out, that her mother may not hold on to her. Okay, she announces to herself and to her mother, listen, pay attention. This is life. It seems as though for a long while that new mother Jamie may not get the message, busy as she is hooking up with a new boyfriend and doing recreational drugs. She wants to keep the baby. She doesn't want to keep it. And Diana is drinking and washing, drinking and washing. For a long while, it seems as though Stella may be the only stable person in this engaging first novel. Of course, they're all only just characters on the page, but I found myself rooting for them. A neat trick for the novelist to pull off, rooting for each, especially that new baby, to get a life.
The book is Little Beauties by Kim Adonizio. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.